Say something.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
That's so good.
You should just cut in the middle of a conversation and then start it. Yeah, like right in the middle of this.
Hey, welcome to Who Wants the Last Bite podcast. It's me, Henry Chung, gets to interview a bunch of really cool people, and we also get to ask them what their last meal on earth would be. And today we have Michelle Wiley. Michelle, how are you?
I'm so good.
So good.
So happy to be here.
You are a comedian. You are a copywriter. You are... What else are you?
I'm just a writer. I'm a lover. I'm a bitch. I'm a child. A I'm a mother.
You did also win Best Newcomer Award this year?
2024?
2023. Oh, but you didn't win anything this year.
No, I wasn't nominated for anything. Even though I run the awards.
I see. Too much insider training. But you did win 2023. And how's that been going? Has it been... launching your career?
Absolutely. It's been amazing. Everyone remembers who won, especially the year. So it's great. It was actually a great time because I knew that I was going to win the award because I was running it. But then I didn't even think about what I should say on stage.
Uh-huh.
So I had weeks to prepare and I did nothing for it.
I feel like I had a similar situation where this year... the Emma Hagrens won, and I think everyone was very ill-prepared because I didn't know I was nommed. I didn't know that we're going to get... So we went up. It was just three Chinese people who had no idea what they were doing on stage, just passing the mic around. And
so what you're saying is it's the awards that are unknown.
Yeah. I should
no one
more
knows
attention.
They're nominated.
Nah, but it was cool. So we're both award winners. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
What are you working on these days?
I am working on my first solo hour at the New Zealand Comedy Festival, which will be happening 2025.
Okay, we'll plug that. Make sure to plug that at the end of the show. Yeah.
What else am I working on? I'm working on getting a job.
What kind of job?
I love to do like training, just teaching and training, education, that sort of thing. So if it's like a... Like, I do a lot of contract work.
Okay.
So, if it's, like, you have to teach elderly people something, I can
do that.
So,
you train anyone, anything?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Unless I don't like working with kids. Okay. Like, university and upwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what kind of topics do you usually train?
Oh, man. Everything.
Give me, what's, like, the most interesting, what's the most difficult thing that you train people on?
A data entry, because people don't know how to use computers. Truly,
yeah, that's a whole entire job.
Yes,
that's like business analysts.
Yes,
nice.
And it's also there's a combination of like there will be very like specific niche things that the business needs to happen, and you need to be able to tell these people who don't really know how to use a computer what is important about that thing, even though they don't care at all. So you're trying to like be a bridge between these like motivations.
Do they pay well?
No. I'm so good at my job and I love it, but it's not well paid.
What's the one type of topic or one area that you teach that pays the bills but you hate?
I don't pay bills. I just want to be so clear with that. I am a sugar baby. That is the situation. It's the best thing in the world. What pays the bills? I mean, it's contract work. So it's hard to even say that the bill will be paid.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
put it on the credit card.
Exactly. It's exactly like being a comedian. You have no idea what your month-to-month expenses are going to be.
So you have two jobs that don't pay.
Exactly, yeah. I recently got booked for a gig that paid a couple of $100s, and my partner was like, I'm so excited for when you get to be the one going out and earning the money, and I just get to sit at home. And I was like... okay, sorry.
Did that feel condescending?
It felt like she was proud of me, but also condescending me at the same time. Absolutely, yeah.
Because I feel like from a comic perspective, getting paid a few $100 is a big deal.
Big deal.
Especially if it's not your show.
Yeah.
If it's not producing it.
Yeah.
Or not like a corporate gig. A few $100 is like, actually a really good gig.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of
people.
That's why
she was proud of me and condescending me at the same time.
You're like, how many people? 100 people? And how much are they paying you?
Yeah.
$1 each?
Yeah. True. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Nah, it's good. What gig was it?
It's one for the Comedy Fest. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Wait, so you're predicting that you're going to make this money?
No. I accepted the terms. They were like, we'll pay you this much money for this thing.
Wow, that's a good contract.
Yeah, I'm just like hoping. Guarantees. I'm going to take my hat on stage and busk a little bit afterwards.
Maybe print out a QR code for like Tipjar and that's such Patreon. A good idea. You know, it's more than one way to make money.
Actually, it takes them to Pornhub or something.
Yeah. I think there's like random videos on Pornhub. There's math tutorials on Pornhub.
That's my next career. Yeah. Training thing people on Pornhub.
Yeah, that's what the Asian kids are getting off on, is math tutorials on Pornhub.
Hell yeah. Wouldn't we all?
Huh?
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah. So, in this show, I just love having a yarn with you, but we also like to bust out some food because there's no other way to lower your inhibition and your guard by bribing you with food.
Ooh.
And maybe you spill some secrets.
My inhibitions are preparing to be lowered.
Okay. Well, I know how much you love American football.
Oh, yeah.
So today I've brought you an American experience. As you can see, I've worn my Seahawks jersey.
Beautiful.
Yeah, this is where I spend a lot of time and where I learn football, but also where I learn a lot of snacks, a lot of American snacks. So today I'll bring you one of the most iconic Flaming Hot Cheetos. These are not the same as the one in stores you can buy, because these are American. And we fry our fritters like real men.
I have no idea what you were saying. What
do you know what Flaming Hot Cheetos are?
We have Cheetos here. Are you saying that the ones that
fake.
We have here are different?
They're fake because they're baked. They're not fried. These are fried, and these are loaded with flaming hot spices that will burn going in and burn going out.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, but maybe for you. But let's bust these open and we'll see how they are. There you go.
This is the ASMR portion of the show.
Sure, yeah. What do you think?
I love the crunch. Big fan of the crunch. The spice is coming.
Are you familiar with the New Zealand version of Cheetos?
Yes, I am.
Do they taste different?
These are bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're fried.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have some more.
Agreed. The Super Bowl happened very recently.
Uh-huh.
And I was having hot dogs for dinner because we had leftover hot dogs from the Super Bowl. So this is apt.
So did you watch the entire game? Of course you did.
Yeah.
Did you watch the entirety of a show in American version? Or was it a New Zealand commercial version?
We did the New Zealand version at the start because I didn't want to pay. And then someone who was at my house was like, you can get it for $1. And I was like, okay, I'll pay $1.
You're like, I just got paid $200 for my gig.
I am rolling in it right now. I can afford hot dogs and the Super Bowl.
And now you can maybe afford some small bag of Cheetos. These are only $1.50, which actually costs more than the entire
Super Bowl. And honestly, might be as much of a blowout later on. We'll see.
I think if you have a few, you'd be all right. But as you dig into the bag, so these are the most un-American thing I've seen. The bags are way too small. Even children eat regular size bags in the States.
Yeah, this is like a primary school.
This is how. This is what they get. This is what they give you at Halloween. So everyone gets little baggies.
It's a fun size one.
Yeah. So you're a big fan of NFL. We've talked about this multiple times. When did you start watching American football? When did you start getting into American football?
So I lived in Canada.
Okay.
In 2015. And I did that because I studied U.S. history. And I was like, I want to go live in North America, but the U.S. is scary. So I went to Canada instead.
That's the most Canadian thing ever.
Isn't it? It's so smart. And I was only 21 years old. While I was there, I got really into baseball because of the Jays. And I'm still a Jays fan. got into fantasy baseball, and then the fantasy baseball season sort of starts to finish up, and then the site was like, do you also want to try fantasy football? And I was like, okay.
Why not?
Why not? I don't know anything about this, but I'll do it. And I had kind of watched a couple of games like during study break at uni, so I knew kind of what was happening. Mm-hmm. But that's what really got me into it, was fantasy football. Because it's all stats.
Yeah. It's the stats. Mm-hmm. It's the shit talking. It's the pool money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. Like, I lived there for a long time. And I've always, like, watched Seahawks on TV, you know, flick it on Sunday. But it wasn't until I have to start trading players. Mm-hmm. And I started looking at, like, stats. That's when I got into, like, just watching everybody.
Yeah, and then you have your guy, and yeah. It's, like, this random guy that you're like, yeah, I'll try him. And then he, like, is awesome, and yeah. You're like, that's my guy for the next 4 years now.
I'm trying to remember who was that running back from the Rams that crushed it just about 5-10 years ago. What was his name?
Starts with T. Troy. Yes. Not Troy.
I forgot.
Yeah, same.
But he won me that whole season.
His knees forgot how to work as well. That's what happened. Fuck, what's his name?
He hit like 28 like 5 years ago. So it's such a short like lifespan. For
I genuinely
NFL.
Can't believe I've forgotten his name. He was the number one pick in fantasy football.
It's okay, man. They come and go. So you had your Super Bowl party?
I did.
Yeah.
The snacks were. I had some vegan snacks because there was a vegan guy. Yeah.
Okay.
We got a Costco pizza.
Okay. That's pretty on point.
That's pretty American.
That's good.
We had hot dogs.
Okay.
At halftime. And then the main thing that you need is terrible beer. Oh. That's American.
Bud Light?
Terrible beer. It's like, yeah, Budweiser or Bud Light or your Corona or your Coors, if you can find Coors.
I gotta say, a Bud Light is not entirely bad. It's like water. It's perfectly flavored
this hydrates
to be.
Me.
Yeah, it's perfectly flavored to have just a bit of sweetness.
Yep.
Not a whole lot of beer taste.
Yeah.
And you drink one, you're like, this goes down with the food.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why you gotta have it.
So, I don't know if you when you're in Canada, did you get involved much with watching football with people or like people who were really into it?
Not really. We did. We drove down for one game.
Okay.
I watched the Brock Osweiler Texans take on the Tyrod Taylor Bills at Bills Stadium.
Okay.
And that was the best thing ever. Most American experience ever. Nachos, fake cheese, just jalapenos sort of dumped on it.
Yeah.
For some reason, like they're not attached in any way. And then when we were sitting there, I saw both a fight and someone proposed to someone else, and it was by the same person. Both of those things. That's the most American thing ever. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I really distilled it perfectly.
You have basically captured the entire American experience.
In one football game.
It's chaos and football.
Yeah.
Favorite pastime. So one of the best thing about a Super Bowl party is the spread.
Yes.
No, the game is the most boring part of the entire Super Bowl.
Yep.
Give you what I think are the key elements of a Super Bowl, okay. And then you tell me which one is the best.
Okay.
Start top to bottom. There is the game, the ads, the commercials, the halftime show, and then there's the food.
Mm.
You tell me top to bottom how you rank them.
Depends on the halftime show. It can be first. And it can also be not first sometimes. And it depends who's hosting the party for the food.
Sure.
Because I've had people who host the party and they'll do like, what's that? Like peanut butter, Chex, chocolate, like...
Pretzels.
No, it's not pretzels. It's like the cereal. And then you just
Muddy Buddies.
Yeah. Like they had that and they had pretzels and they had like the spread was nuts. Like that. They're the type of people to do like the Super Bowl cake, you know, and it looks like the stadium. So that in that case, that's the food. And then the game is always sitting about two or three, depending how the game goes.
Okay.
Like this year's one average in terms of the game. And that also really, for me, affected my enjoyment of the halftime show.
Right.
Because everyone, like, loved the halftime show. And I was like, the game is so boring that I can't get into this halftime show today. If you have someone like Shakira on, who's, or like...
J-Lo.
J-Lo, yeah. Or like Yeah, the Beyonce halftime show that wasn't actually for the Super Bowl. Amazing. Uh-huh. I'm naming very three women.
I see where you're going with this. You know, there's something that you and I can both agree on is J-Lo and Shakira.
Yeah, there we go. Look, I've just watched 53 men on each side hitting each other. Maybe we need to see one woman. Yeah. yes, okay. And then usually, like, I don't know, the ads are... My feeling is the ads are, like, still funny, but they're not as good as they used to be. Mm. And I have a theory behind this. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
It's not food related. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Used to be that there would be no film stars doing TV because it was looked down upon, right?
Yeah.
And now there's way more film stars who do TV and way more film stars or TV stars that are like, I'm going to get my money. I'm going to do the ad. So it used to be that the Super Bowl was like, who's going to be in the ads? It's exciting. And now it's like, yes, Snoop Dogg has been in 47 of these ads.
I see.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
selling popcorn or something.
Yeah. I'm like, man, you're both sidesing everything right now. What are you doing?
So if you were to host a Super Bowl party, what's on your spread?
Usually I have, like, I make my own queso.
Okay.
Because I'm like, that's, like, and it's the best because it's like hot dip. Anyway, there's so many chips, usually pretzels. There's some sort of hot dog or hamburger at halftime. A lot of people do like wings and stuff. I am not like such a big wings person, mostly because I don't know how to cook them, I think. And I don't use a barbecue. So if I had like unlimited budget, I'd do way more meat.
I think.
Yeah, like ribs and stuff like that.
Ribs?
Yeah.
But you don't know how to cook.
Well,
how would you do ribs?
I could do ribs in the oven.
Okay.
I understand that that's weird, but I could.
It's the easy way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hardcore, if you're true you're American.
You're getting a smoker.
Yeah, you're getting a trigger. Yeah. You're smoking that shit.
Yep.
But I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I think you got the hang of it.
Yeah.
I think you understand exactly what's going
on.
Wow,
that's so nice.
You're missing one very key ingredient though.
What?
The guacamole and the salsa.
Yeah.
I think that's a must have.
Yeah. I would agree. Show me where I can get some avocados.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but your comedy fest not gonna pay for the avocados.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What do you think of Kendrick's halftime show?
I think it was sick.
Yeah.
On a second watch.
Did you have to turn on subtitles?
The mixing was not there. There was like so many aspects to it that I loved. Because I love the beef. I'm like such a, like, you
yeah.
And I just want to eat that beef up, you know? it's so much fun. So like playing with that and like playing with the Not Like Us playing and then it actually playing, that was sick.
Did you understand the social commentary, like watching it a couple of times?
Yeah. And I'm like down with all of it. And like Beyonce did it like 4 weeks ago as well, you know? So like, I'm like, it's really cool that it's like being integrated into this in a way that's like, it feels less like limited. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're getting a bit like the reins have loosened and that's sick. I think it's awesome.
The gloves are off.
Yeah. Especially because the NFL is such a black thing, you know, like it's such a like so many of these players are black. So many of the coaches are black, not the head coaches. And that's a whole other conversation. But yeah, it's like, obviously this NFL is such a black thing. So why would we not have so much black symbolism in the halftime show?
I have kind of like trolled. I know I was expecting, but I was like scrolling through some conservative websites. I was like, oh, I bet you they hated this.
Yeah.
They hated, because like the old conservative white people hated Beyonce and J-Lo. They're like, what are these whores doing on screen shaking their ass? And then before that, it was, I forgot who it was, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And it's like, didn't love it. And then it was, I think I saw this. I was like, oh, they're going to have a field day.
Yeah.
And I just find it such a funny argument that they're like, who is this mumbling person, like, you know, singing songs that nobody understand, you know, like having a black agenda. I'm like, yo, you seen the field?
Yeah, exactly.
There's two white guys on there.
Yep. And like, honestly, they've had country ones that have been crap as.
Yeah.
Like they've had country half times and I've been like, yeah, I want to turn this off now. Yeah.
And you know what I love about the whole thing is the parents, the older generation are going to hate the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
But their kids are going to be like, whoa, this is so sick.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite rapper just did the halftime show, and they're going to tune into NFL.
Yeah.
I think it's a power move by the NFL. Yeah. Like, I think they did the right thing.
They know who... They're trying to get the audiences.
Yeah, because the conservatives, they're not going to turn off NFL because that's the only entertainment anymore,
mm-hmm.
is to watch black guys, like, fight over something. I feel like that's their pastime, you know? They can't get away mm-hmm. from watching entertainment on TV.
Yeah, and they're going to hate watch anyway.
No, yeah, exactly. And it's just going to fuel them even more. Mm. Like, man, I hope they put on someone good this year. Mm. Like Shania Twain.
My girl, Shania.
Shania's like, hey, leave me the fuck out of this. I am for the cause.
Yeah. I'm, like, struggling to think of someone that... Anyway, whatever.
I don't know, like, who they would put as a country. Like, who would they put...
That's because you don't know country.
I do listen to a little bit of country.
There's a Zach Bryan guy, but he, like, cheated on his wife or something like that. I'm spreading the allegations. Yeah.
That's just country music.
Yeah, true.
If that counts, Kacey Musgrave.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great, but she's also not conservative.
Yeah, but I love the music, you know. Sometimes I'll turn on, like, just a country playlist and just jam to that. I don't know any of the... I don't keep track of the artists and songs. I just remember the themes of the songs. So, like, okay, so this one is about my truck is bigger than your truck.
Ooh, nice. That's a good theme. Yeah.
And then the other one is, like...
This is a medium-sized truck.
Yeah. But I do enjoy it. You know, I get it, man.
Yeah.
Country music is easy to get.
Yeah.
It's just good times.
Yeah.
It's good times. It's freedom, no frills. But
What food is country music like?
Barbecues. But there's a dash of kind of
the issue is grossness
in there. There's that. When I think of country music, I think of somewhere in between, like, really nice barbecue,
mm-hmm.
and then the other end is something bizarre like ambrosia.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't know what ambrosia is.
I know what ambrosia is. Yeah. I'm just interested by this association.
You don't think ambrosia is country?
No.
I think ambrosia is hardcore country.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a deep south thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Do Kiwis eat it just regularly?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, I feel like...
Like a mayonnaise fruit salad.
Yeah.
Oh,
but with
God.
Marshmallows.
You're making this worse?
It's not mayonnaise, it's cream. It's cream and fruit and marshmallows.
I am positive that the ambrosia that I'm thinking about is mayonnaise.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe New Zealand does it different.
Yeah, you guys are okay.
Are you talking about potato salad?
No. This is ambrosia.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. I don't want you to ruin my ambrosia.
Maybe New Zealand is doing it right.
Yeah, because I've been having ambrosia with, like, Christmas meals for a long time. Yeah.
But I'm happy that you get to keep your version.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. You know, stay that way. Don't change for anyone. Don't start fucking around with mayonnaise now.
I'll try not to.
Yeah.
I'll try and resist. Like,
huh? Hey, remember that time? That
you know what this needs? A little bit of egg.
Yeah. we're going to bring on the second snack.
The second snack.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Second snack. Yeah. I don't know if you had a chance to have. Have you had it? So this is
not
quite
in ages.
This is quite the American iconic food. So this is what you bring to the office as for brownie points.
Oh.
Yes.
Like if you're trying to get in good with someone, you bring them a Twizzler.
You try, yeah, instead of donuts. You don't want to always bring donuts.
Oh.
What you do is go to Costco. You buy a big fucking tub of Twizzlers.
Beautiful.
It comes in a can like this big.
And that's the smallest size that you can get.
That's just the regular.
Mom, where's that tub of Twizzlers?
That's the weekend size.
Nice, yeah.
And then the thing is, like, I'll just let you try these mm-hmm. before I talk about them.
I love it. You're trying to put more microplastics in me, I think, as well. How do you eat a Twizzler? Do you tear the things?
You just do it however you want.
Oh,
cheers.
No. Oh, no. I've already torn it in a way. See, when I was in Canada, I would eat them like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like tear them apart.
Eat them like string cheese.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. You can really hear
another one, the
texture, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's like gum, but it's not. Is this meant to be licorice?
I think it's plastic.
Mm.
Somewhere between licorice and plastic.
So the taste is like The taste is like if you sprinkled a little bit of sugar on some acrylic paint that was on plastic, and then you ate that.
And you squeezed it out of a syringe. So, I forgot to ask you this earlier, but for these, out of 10, where do you rate them?
This is a 2 out of 10. Like, I would never reach for a Twizzler.
That's exactly what everyone thinks, because nobody looks at a Twizzler and say, oh, this is a delicious snack. When there's a freaking tub in front of you, on your path from one meeting to another, you're not going to stop. You're just going to grab one.
So, it's like Twizzler. It's something to do.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah. So, like, I'm a big texture person. Like, when I was younger, I would not eat certain foods because I hated the texture of them. I still can't really eat green beans unless they're, like, properly roasted. Because they're both squishy and stringy at the same time, and it's bad. Right, it's bad texture.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, I know some people, and I'm not naming names, it's my girlfriend. She hates potato because...
Fiancé now.
Yes, fiancé, sorry. Or wife, you know. She hates potato because of the denseness of the potato. Mm-hmm. So she can eat shoestring fries and hash browns, that's fine, but she would not eat a wedge because of the denseness of the potato. But that's like green beans for me. I can't deal with the texture.
And that's still happening till today.
Okay. Yeah. And so this is like bad texture vibes, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't actually love this?
I hate it. It's awful.
You wouldn't eat this if this was in front of you. I'm going
to
continue
to because...
Out of courtesy.
Out of courtesy.
You don't have to. So 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10.
I honestly would give these about 2 out of 10 as well. But then from a texture and from a entertainment value, I would give it a 5.
Interesting. Well, it's not a... What's pleasing about this texture to you?
Because they're not super sweet. There's something that I can chew on. And it's just like... It's just tough enough where it almost feel like bubble gum. But it goes away.
Yeah.
With bubble gum, you chew it, and it becomes a soft mess.
Interesting.
With these, you don't feel like you're consuming a lot of food. Say, unlike one of those sour straps or whatever you call them. Those are way sweet.
Yeah.
But they're delicious. But these, you feel like you're just eating plastic. Edible plastic. Yeah, so... Yeah, 2 out of 10. Well, you're a trooper for eating them.
I feel like a duck. I just wanted to swallow that whole.
So what about the Cheetos?
The Cheetos were amazing. Cheetos, great texture on those. That's at least an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that both the flavor and the texture is better than the New Zealand one?
Yes, absolutely.
There's no Flaming Hot here, is there?
No, I don't think so. And if there is, it's not the same spices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
Americans got the good chemicals.
They got those banned chemicals. you can just taste the lead in them, you know? Now this is, they're like, okay, what is it about them? The crunch is great. There we go. And then, they don't dissolve as quickly. Like, we have some that dissolve in your mouth immediately, and then they just form a paste around your gums after you've shoved 4 in your mouth. Yeah. That's the worst texture. This is a good texture.
They got a good crunch. They got a really good, like, you can feel it in your jaw. And I actually have a weird theory that I think that New Zealand foods in general are healthier. McDonald's?
Yep.
Healthier.
Yep, agreed.
Don't taste the same. They try to keep it consistent across the world, but I think New Zealand McDonald's just, like, not as junky.
Yeah.
It's all, like,
where the food is sourced from, surely.
I think it's probably more regulation.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I have a theory, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you just haven't read the laws.
Are you convinced a theory that Polynesians across the entire wake of, I don't know, what's that? That route, but Polynesians as we know it today, including Hawaiians, come from Taiwan. Do you believe that?
Oh, I have never heard that.
You don't know that?
No.
So the theory is that Taiwanese were the original, as far as they can trace back, the indigenous people, basically the initial version of all Polynesians.
Whoa.
They started in Taiwan. There's still natives in Taiwan that have very dark skin.
Huh.
very dark skin. They look different. They don't look like East Asians. They look more like Filipinos. And I, at first, I thought it was kind of a crazy theory. Mm-hmm. Like, this makes no sense. Until you see the map, mm-hmm. and then you look at Taiwan, where, and you plot you a graph just through islands, through Philippines, through Indonesia, through PNG, and then through all these little islands, like Marshall Islands or whatever, Fiji, Vanuatu, to New Zealand. Mm. Hawaii is a long way, but they made it.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. Hawaii is probably the longest, but again,
same with Rapa Nui, like, there's a long way to get there, yeah.
But it doesn't feel like you're crossing the entire ocean. Like, there are pit stops along the way. Yeah. And the further that they went, the people got bigger.
Because
the best navigators were the biggest and the strongest they can survive the longest being out in the ocean.
That's so interesting.
So
I feel like that's something that I'm going to, like, look out for, but I don't think we're going to solve it today.
Like, people are like, hey, you're Taiwanese, right?
That's sick. Interesting.
Yeah. We're going to bring you Chex Mix. Mm. So this is the pre-Muddy Buddy.
Yes.
Pre-Muddy Buddy mix. Honestly, this is one of my favorite things to eat, so I hope you like it.
I'm so excited.
Have you had Chex Mix?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. The best part about Chex Mix is there's different pieces in there.
Ooh.
So,
is that really the best thing?
Huh?
Is that
Well, there's variety in there. And you get to choose what you like of the entire mix.
Make so, sure like, are they different flavors?
So, there's a toast.
Oh,
There's a breadstick. There's a pretzel. What else?
I just got four Chex. Like, I've got...
There's a brown Chex.
That's amazing.
There's a brown Chex.
Wow,
DEI. Try all of these.
Oh, my gosh.
Now 60% less fat. Boo.
This was in, obviously, that Super Bowl snack that I mentioned.
Well, the Chex, like, I know how to make Muddy Buddies.
It's
really, really easy, and it's absolutely amazing.
What is it?
You get the Chex cereal.
Yes.
Instead of this, because this is salted. Mm. You probably don't want a toast with chocolate, but you get the cereal. You get the rice one. If you get the wheat one, which is what I did. Complete mistake.
Oh.
Tastes like shit.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta get the rice one, because the rice one is light and fluffy.
This is great for our gluten-free friends.
You melt chocolate.
Yep.
You melt, you put peanut butter in there.
Yep.
You add sugar.
Yep.
And then you just
Add sugar to that?
Yes. I think it's icing sugar.
Icing sugar.
Very,
yes.
Very important step.
Yeah.
And then you shake that motherfucker up.
Beautiful.
With a bag of cereal.
Amazing.
And some peanut butter chocolate mix.
I want it right now. Why are you doing this to me?
I actually was quite disgusted when I first heard about it.
Mm.
One of my friends, she's white, Paige, shout out to Paige. She probably never watched this.
Paige is such a white girl name, too.
Yeah. She's Swedish.
Oh.
Swedish German.
That's some white.
Yeah, her last name is Schultz.
Okay, Paige Schultz.
Family loves Swedish food. I don't know what the connections are, but great person.
I think they came from Taiwan.
Yeah. They're family of whalers. She brought this thing over, and she's like, oh, I made Muddy Buddies. It's like, what the hell is Muddy Buddies? It's like, oh, yeah, it's like chocolate with peanut butter and with cereal. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm.
And she poured it out. It looked crazy. It just looked like smudged chocolate, and I had a bite. Now, this is by far one of the best inventions in the 19th century.
Yeah, and they say white people don't have culture.
Right there. Chex. I don't know if Chex is the person's name, like this farmer Chex, or it's just like a product, but whoever Chex is, it's great.
Thank you, Chex.
We love as you. A whole.
Yep.
What's the rating?
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh. A real solid snack.
It's a step up from Twizzler.
Yeah. Ugh, get this away from me.
What's the best? Which shape is the best one?
The Chex.
You like the Chex most?
The texture, the like bite of that is so nice. Like the other ones are a bit hard. The breadstick was just like average.
You don't like the toast?
The bagel was pretty good.
The bagel, the toast?
The bagel chip. Oh, no, I had a rye chip.
Ah.
Yes, I think that's the toast you're talking about.
Okay, I love the toast.
It was pretty good, yeah. I liked it.
Worst one?
I think this one's best.
worship?
Breadstick.
Yeah, breadstick's the shit.
Yeah.
It's shittiest.
Why would you, you just like fill it with, yeah, squiggle breadstick. They're just trying to trick you.
It's I think it goes breadstick. Breadsticks and then pretzels.
Yeah. And then round pretzel because.
But you can't not have them.
Better. Yeah.
You can't just have a bag of Chex.
No.
It's not fun.
When I was in Canada, I worked at a Christmas market there in the kitchens. And one of the things that they sold that was food were like original pretzels. And they were incredible. I ate my weight in pretzels, I think. Yeah, that's the story.
German thing.
German pretzel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's based on the German Christmas market. Okay. So like, they just like took it over there.
What is it called?
It's just, I don't know, the Toronto Christmas market.
Okay.
Yeah. I genuinely think it's called that. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to move on. I want to start digging into your pantry. What do you have in your pantry? Mm. Walk me through. You come home from a gig. Mm-hmm. What do you look for?
I don't eat after gigs. I generally eat before a gig. If I am coming home and making dinner, what am I looking for? Okay, we have a pantry with four levels. Top level is snacks. I love to put my chips up there. It's chips. It's like open packets of biscuits go up there. The bottom one, the next one down.
When you say biscuits, you mean cookies.
I mean cookies. Yeah, but they're biscuits. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but your favorite New Zealand cookies is not called biscuit time.
It's called cookie time.
Yeah.
You're right. Because that's a cookie. Because that's a chocolate chip cookie. That's a, yeah. A chocolate biscuit is not called a chocolate cookie.
Nobody
if it's
it
covered in chocolate, it's not a cookie. How about that?
Why?
Because a cookie should a cookie what is open to the world.
Cookies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, I interrupted you. That's okay, right. Chocolate and biscuits then, and some
then
chips.
Then we have the starches. You know, the pasta, the quinoa, the orzo, all that sort of stuff. The rice is in a different area because we buy like the 20 kg bags of rice.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I like what you do. Yeah,
yeah.
Good stuff.
And then the next one down is all the cans. So canned tomatoes, canned refried beans. I'm a big nachos. Refried beans and nachos. Mm. If I came home from a gig and I was real hungry, that's what I would make. Like, that feels like a
snack.
That's
very hearty.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's just very hearty.
And then the bottom one is our sauces and stocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Or like, you know, your vinegars and everything. Because I don't know if I love to cook. I love to host.
Okay.
And I'm a good cook because I'm a great host.
So in your relationship, who cooks the most? Your partner?
This is an interesting one. My partner cooks, like, she'll be like, I want to make a recipe. And so she'll make a recipe more often than I do. Whereas I do a lot of the like day-to-day cooking. So if we're just like making like some hamburgers for dinner, I'll do that. Because I know more about the basics, I think. Mm-hmm. So mac and cheese, you know, if you're just doing a regular chicken on rice, I'll do that sort of thing. Yeah.
Walk me through, what is a regular chicken on rice?
A regular chicken on rice is like, there's rice and then there's chicken with some sort of sauce on it. And it can be like a creamy sauce or it can be like a soy sauce or teriyaki sauce or, there's like, we do, actually my partner makes she does sesame orange chicken with batter. Yeah.
That's so about the most American thing I've heard
all day.
Besides the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, yeah. So that sort of thing. And then I'm also the one that does most of the meat cooking.
Okay.
Because she hates touching meat.
Okay.
And I like it. I don't know. I have to. But so like, if someone's coming over, I'll do like a butterfly leg of lamb in a sous vide. That's the sort of cooking that I love to do. Yeah.
That's a solid thing to serve.
Yeah.
How do you cook your chicken?
How do I cook my chicken?
Yeah, chicken and rice. I'm just very curious. Chicken and rice, walk me through. What do you do with the chicken?
Just like frying the chicken, browning it.
What cut?
I mean, the thigh, I like the thigh.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's more expensive now because everyone's cottoning on.
You guys are onto it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know that the price is going up when some white chick on your podcast is like, the thigh is the best part.
Ah, but you love the breast,
though. Yeah, yeah.
Stay with the breast.
See, my girlfriend will get the breast because she doesn't want to deal with the bones.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thigh is by far the most versatile cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Do you brine it? What do you do? How do you prep the chicken? Just cook it raw?
Yeah, I guess.
Just throw it on.
I'm not often doing marinades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're doing thighs, I feel like there's less, it's more forgiving.
You
don't have to like do too much prep.
Yeah.
A breast, you better massage the shit out of it and give it some TLC.
I'll do a breast if I'm doing chicken burgers though. So I'll like cut the breast in half and then I'll slam it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it'll be a spice mix. Okay. So my partner can't eat garlic or onion.
Like as a restriction?
Like or? IBS situation. Okay. So like she can eat it,
yeah,
but it'll just be bad afterwards.
Does she enjoy it?
Yeah. And man, I love it. So like a lot of the cooking now is like I'll make my own spice mix because I don't want any onion or garlic powder in it. So I'm making my own like, you know, Cajun chicken spice mix without that.
Well, so Cajun is okay, but...
I know, garlic and wild, onion. Right? Yeah.
That's very particular.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Like, so chili's okay.
Spice is, yeah, pretty good. Yeah, we're still good with spice. At the moment, our go-to snack, if we like don't want to do dinner, there's these the Tegel chicken tenders in a bag, the Nashville version. Amazing.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah. I do miss those. They're more prevalent in the States.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of frozen. Dude, the frozen aisle in the States is crazy.
We have them here now. You know that, right?
No, just the I understand.
Okay.
I'm just saying, just like reliving my moments. Like you can get anything frozen.
Yeah, true.
I forgot what I just get like frozen. Basically, the frozen meals was a big one. Like the Hungry Man. I don't know if you've seen those when you're there. But they're just all these different meals that you can just stick in the microwave.
Amazing.
And pop, Hot Pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hot pocket. You fuck with a hot pocket?
I fucked with a hot pocket. Yeah. I didn't fuck the hot pocket, but I fuck with them.
Yeah. We're going to jump to the question.
Okay.
That I asked everybody.
Yes.
Since last episode.
Yes. Great.
If this was your last meal on Earth, what would it be?
It would be the Vietnamese noodle soup that my girlfriend makes.
Oh, shit, you've been holding out on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And just the fact that it's someone
what who... What is it?
She, I don't know, she'll... it's shredded chicken.
Oh, it's chicken, okay.
And she'll, like, poach it in, like, a soup.
So it's chicken itself. Pho.
Yeah, basically chicken pho.
Okay.
With, like, rice noodles or egg noodles. Yeah.
Okay.
And then all the stuff, she prepares it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. The reason that I love it so much is because it's like, I mean, I love the umami of like any sort of ramen, but it's also made by someone who loves me. That's beautiful.
So you think the meaning behind the bowl makes it taste better?
Yes, absolutely. And also because I have been there for like the hour that she's been cooking and I've been smelling everything that she's cutting and I'm like getting I've been waiting for it. I've been getting the herbs from the garden for her, you know, and I'm just like... want the soup. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be it.
I think pho, I've tried to make pho for the past 10 years. I have spent countless hours.
I do want to clarify, it is pho, but like, it's my girlfriend who's a white chick making it.
And
the recipe is called Vietnamese noodle soup. So I'm not going to be like, my white girlfriend makes pho. Because I don't think she is.
Hey, respect to you. You know, I'm not going to hate on it, you know. We might have different standard for what a good pho is.
Yeah, probably. But
I can respect that she went through all that effort. It's not easy.
No.
Even if she bought, like, so a quick hack that I used to do is go to Costco, get a chicken, and you shred that shit up, and you can use the chicken to make a broth, like a quick 30-minute broth.
Beautiful.
And you just toss whatever herbs that you normally do, like the gingers and the onions. That's perfectly fine.
Yep.
But you have a base.
Yeah.
And you just have this kind of Costco chicken-y soup. And then you just toss whatever that goes on in the pho, and bam, it's in like, 1 hour you have a pho.
It's like the craft version
of
mac and cheese.
But having said that, and having gone through so many hours, I've made probably about 50 versions of pho.
Beautiful.
And they all take 5 hours.
Yeah.
And I've never been able to crack it. Despite not being able to hit flavor, the hours and the labor of love that went into the food always make other people appreciate your dish. And it feels nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It feels like a mom making like food for my kids.
Yeah.
Even though that maybe is not the best version, they're like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I find this so much. Whenever I am giving someone food, this is why I say I love to host, but I don't know if I like to cook. You know, I love that feeling of giving someone food.
Yeah.
And for them being like, oh, I'm going to go back for seconds.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a good feeling. Yeah. So, okay. So, chicken, girlfriend's wife, Is it girlfriend or wife or fiance?
Fiance.
Okay. It's fiance's chicken pho.
Yeah.
Before you die.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to go?
Choking on that pho. I haven't chewed the noodle properly.
Somehow I knew that this was going to happen, so it's a self-fulfilling yeah. prophecy.
Yeah.
Nice. How beautiful and poetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just my head in the pho. And she's like, wow, you like it a lot.
She's just watching. They're like, oh, I can't do anything about this. Babe, you're choking. Are you okay?
And I'm just like...
You said you're getting married?
Soon? Yeah.
At some point? Have you decided when you're going to get married?
Yeah, it's in about 2 years' time.
So. 2 years. Okay. Yeah. Nice. I love it. You don't have a time.
No. Well, so much of our family is overseas right now.
Yeah.
And so we have to make it so that they can buy airfares to come back and like plan yeah. everything. Yeah.
Have you considered throwing it in PNG?
Probably no. real cheap. My fiance probably wouldn't fit in PNG.
I see.
And not just because we're gay. She hates bugs.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love PNG. I love being like in the air and not Port Moresby. Port Moresby's hot, but where I grew up in the Highlands, the air is amazing.
Okay.
It's not humid like Auckland. It's just fresh. It's beautiful. Okay. Yeah.
Auckland is humid? You think Auckland's humid?
I mean, like, I know that Port Moresby is more humid than Auckland is.
Okay. This room is humid.
This room is
humid. The back humid. Of my legs are sticking.
Yeah. I've been to Hong Kong as well, so I'm like, yeah.
Hong Kong is different because you have buildings.
Yeah.
You can hide under, like, a breeze of air-conditioned air.
Mm.
You can go in the 7-Eleven, open the freezer for no reason, yep. and then just close it.
PNG, when you go into Port Moresby, it's literally like a wall of heat okay. hitting you. Like when you get off the airplane, off the flight, it's like you are sweat.
Okay. The last thing that I have as a last snack for you to try is by far one of the oldest,
ooh.
Tried and true. It's like Twizzler, but you'll see these everywhere. You can't get rid of them.
Yep. I know what this is.
They are the ghosts.
Yep.
Of American candy.
The ghost.
These are the Tootsie Rolls. I don't know why these are so big.
Normally they are
half size.
Yeah. I
think these are just right. to fuck with us.
This is the Halloween thing that's always at the bottom of the bag, right?
That's, yeah. If you go to like Halloween at 11 o'clock, that's what's left.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you know what they are?
I don't know. It's like a K-bar. We have K-bars here. Yeah, is it like K-bar. That? Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
You gotta go find that.
Yeah. The perfect color.
Yep.
The shape. Cheers.
Cheers. That's awful. It's like, is it nougat? What is it?
It's chocolate Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy. There we go. Taffy. Is it chocolate?
I think that's what it's supposed to be.
But American chocolate is odd, eh?
I think Tootsie Rolls was before, like...
Proper chocolate.
Proper food was invented. It's like proper by the food. Pioneers. They scrapped together whatever thing they've left. Some, you know, leftover cow hoofs.
So this is a good texture.
Mm.
It's a great texture.
It's like an edible chewing gum.
Mm-hmm. And it's not too sticky in your teeth.
Except this tastes like shit.
Yeah, it tastes terrible. Like the texture is... This is what Twizzlers were for you, I think, for me. Yeah. This is like, I could eat a couple of these.
I cannot eat this.
You can't eat it?
I don't know. I think this is gross. It's like, I don't think chocolate should have this texture.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is chocolate. It tastes somewhere between a chocolate and a root beer.
It tastes... Yes. Root beer is a good one.
It's like spiced chocolate.
Mm. Artificial colors, artificial flavors. Skim milk.
951.
Corn syrup. Yeah. I'm going to finish this.
Okay.
I think I'll finish it.
Well, there's
that.
A whole bag. You know what?
Oh, my God.
I'll save a couple, you know, but if you want to take one home, go for it. So, where do these sit?
This is a solid 5 out of 10.
The Tootsie Roll is a 5 out of 10. Wow, this is where we really split an opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
A Twizzler is 2 out of 10.
Yep, terrible.
And these are 5 out of 10.
Do you know why? Because I could eat a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't love myself afterwards, but I could.
So you will be that kid at Halloween and say, hey, grandma, what do you got? Some Tootsie Rolls. Like,
Oh man, I learned grandma. I learned how to like black jelly beans because I wanted
licorice.
I wanted as much sugar as possible. The black ones are the only ones that are left because everyone hates them, and so I learned to love them. Same with the peppermint chocolate and roses. I have not learned to love cherry ripe.
Candy corn?
Oh, I've never really had candy corn.
Disgusting.
Really?
Also, in the office, usually someone will bring candy.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, whatever. Candy corn and Tootsie Rolls. I need to find the four horsemen of Halloween candy. Tootsie Rolls for sure. Candy corn is there. Peppermint sticks are okay because you can make drinks out of it.
Ooh, that's fun. I like that.
Because you don't necessarily want to eat them. They're kind of just minty. They're like toothpaste.
Okay, okay.
It's just sweet toothpaste.
You're not talking about candy canes?
When I talk about candy canes, I think of like the white and red ones.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're usually peppermint.
Different. Okay.
You have different candy canes?
No, here? No, no. These peppermint sticks are different, apparently.
I'll find what's the other two horsemen. But
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you some random questions.
Sick.
They're not really random. I wrote them.
Okay.
Using the ChatGPT. I know you were involved in the Green Party before. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you're at the head of a comedian-led political party.
Oh.
And you won.
Oh, boy.
Majority seats. What's the first thing that you're going to do as the head of the comedian political party?
Oh my gosh. This is so broad.
You remember, you ran as comedian.
I ran as a comedian.
Yes.
So everyone's voted for me satirically.
Because you're a comedian.
Okay, because I'm a comedian.
You're
right.
Like, this is the comedian party.
Okay, sick. If you are talking too long, I will light you. And you have to stop talking if we're in parliament. Okay. Everyone in parliament has to make someone laugh at least once. I get to boo you.
Okay. Do you light people?
And it's still with a phone. Yeah. Like I haven't got a proper light. It's still with my phone. My phone torch. This is such a hard question. Did you think of anything?
For like myself?
What you would do?
As a comedian?
Yeah. Oh,
I think if people voted me in as a comedian, I don't think... But the bar is very low.
Yeah. Because people don't think very highly of comedians.
Yeah, I would...
I can't be like...
Can I be selfish?
I'm going to defund the police. You know, I can't do that. They know, they're going to...
Yeah. I'm going to segregate all the races in districts.
If I came out and I was like, here are my actual policies, people would be like, this is a joke, right? Yeah. Sorry, what would you do?
I would just fund comedy.
Yeah, the arts.
I would make New Zealand the funniest country.
Nice.
I don't know how I'm going to do that. It's a bit of an absurd question.
Yeah, no, I like that. Fund the arts is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not?
You get a couple of $1,000 if you can demonstrate that you're going out and doing gigs. Yeah.
Maybe grow the raw... comedy price money. That hasn't changed for you.
Nothing in comedy has changed for
$1,500
about 30
years. For the past 20 years,
yeah.
I believe.
It's actually lowered, you know that, right? Yeah, they lowered it. Because they didn't used to give a second place prize. Yeah.
I see.
It's very funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, we still get some free money. Can't complain.
Exactly.
Okay, next question for you. You're a big fan of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Which sport would be more enjoyable to watch if... the commentators were comics with no restrictions on what they can say.
We already have the ACC for cricket. So there are already comedians commentating cricket and the NRL. Look, I know it's just because it's been on my mind, but the NFL would absolutely... Yeah. That would be the one that changes the most because... But you need comedians who actually also know the game.
Yep.
So they can tell you the stats and they can tell you the rules and the reasonings and the strategy. But they can also be like, that motherfucker got trucked. You know, like because it's like the personality. You need to add that personality. Yeah. And I don't know if the NFL has that since they got Tom Brady in the booth.
It's pretty dry. That guy is he's fun. He's not fun to watch.
No.
He's not fun to listen to.
At the moment, the most comedic thing that's happening in the NFL commentary boxes is the fact that Al Michaels is still hired by Fox or the NFL to do Thursday Night Football because he just is so clearly bored and wants to be at home in front of his fire. You know, like, he does not want to be there.
Who would be your picks for comics to do commentating?
Ooh, I mean, Bill Burr.
He already does.
That would be an amazing one. I feel like, I don't even know if someone like Sam Morrell is into football.
Fuck it, say but he does.
It would
does.
Be great.
Yeah.
There's a traveling comedian called Jackie Cation in the States, okay. And both of her specials are incredible. She is an amazing storyteller. I think she would be so funny because she would start a story and it would be funny throughout the whole thing, but she would never finish a story because, you know, she's just like one of those people who can draw it out so long. Yeah. Her, who else? Who can you think of?
So if you think Bill Burr, if you put Bill Burr on, he's high energy.
Yeah.
You have someone like Sam who is like
lower energy. Yeah.
I would either bring someone a little bit more like absurd.
Yeah.
Or maybe in contrast, because Bill Burr and Sam are quite, you know, they're not afraid of diving into topics. Mm-hmm. What if we bring someone like Nate Bargatze in there and he's just trying to be clean the whole time while the other two guys are going hard?
The thing about that is, like, compared to those two, what is Nate Bargatze's personality? You know, like, what?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care? All right. You
know, yeah.
He's just sitting on the couch with his head on.
He would rather not be there, but somehow he's in the game. Bill is hothead. He's into this. Yeah. Sam is, I don't know what Sam Morrell would be. Okay, but I think that would be pretty interesting.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Last question for you. Where do people find you?
Ooh. At my house.
Yeah. And the addresses, I'll put that in notes.
I am doing the classic a bunch at the moment. So if you look up comedy.co.nz, you can see when I'm on at the classic. I have an Instagram, mich.wiley, Mish Wiley. There we go. That I'm like not good at posting. And so we'll see how that goes. And then I have an email for comedy. Okay.
Can we reach out to you?
Can reach out to me.
Can people reach out to you via email?
Yeah, man.
Just for a yarn?
Nah, I won't respond to that. If you want a yarn, go on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also do this thing called Beats by Bingo. So sometimes I host that around the town.
Where is that happening?
It's like at different places. So like bars, pubs. I'm doing the Horse and Trap this Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, we'll make sure people find you.
Yeah.
We'll post those links up.
Sick.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What a great time. What a pleasure to be on here. Thank you so much, Henry.